Teddy, you
keep from now on,
I swear,
no noise.
I swear, if you make one sound, I will murder you.
You are now listening to Lower Road Radio.
Hey, welcome one and all to the number one podcast, winter, spring, and fall. Talking sports for the thrill of it all. Hey, talking life, but we're killing it all. Jason and Dan with the master plan. These are dangerous men with the mic in the hand. Ha! Bonafide winners everywhere that we go. You're a part of the team.
Lower Road Radio.
Dad life, good life, bright lights in sight. All right.
What?
Dad life, good life, bright lights in sight. All right.
Yeah.
Dad life, good life, bright lights in sight. All right.
What? Bonafide winners everywhere that we go. You're a part of the team.
Lower Road Radio.
Let's get it.
What?
At Tanagra When the Walls Fell, this is Dan Owings coming at you another time for Lower. Oh, I didn't open it up the way I wanted to. Let's just pretend that the music's just ending.
Okay.
And I wanted to open it up this week. Okay. It would be like, hey guys, welcome to my YouTube channel. Which apparently is the way that you're supposed to open up a YouTube video.
Yeah. If someone opened up with that,
mm-hmm.
I'm not watching.
Just immediately click
immediately
off.
Next something
I've just
else.
Seen things that my kids have had on, and it just usually opens
welcome
up.
Welcome to
with,
my YouTube channel.
Hey guys, welcome to my YouTube channel.
Today, comment, subscribe, like.
Seriously though,
I mean, in all seriousness,
it would mean a lot to us.
So I posted something. I don't know if you saw it.
It was a little. I don't know. Needy, I thought. You know
no,
what I mean?
No, I actually am very serious, but this applies to this. I don't know if you.
Yeah, oh, you
we might be talking about different things.
Oh, you? I thought you were thinking.
Uh huh.
I thought you were talking about your thing where you posted like you wanted advice.
Yeah.
On how to propel the show forward or whatever
on YouTube mm-hmm. specifically, and I said we'll give out a cash prize. I don't know what that is. It might be $20.
Could be 20 cents. Cash is cash.
Cash is cash. But if anybody has any ideas, throw them in the comments.
Mm-hmm.
How does one?
I mean,
one.
We really want to know.
How does one?
This is important to us.
Get YouTube listeners, watchers, followers, subscribers.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome my YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm. I mean, do you feel like
I don't want to do that?
There's an answer out there.
I'm sure somebody has something. somebody out there.
I mean,
there.
If it was that easy, if it was like how to bake a cake, you know what I mean? And someone could just provide it, then everyone could do it. You see what I'm
yeah.
saying?
Yeah. Okay,
not
well,
like
just
that.
Maybe PM us, private message, because we don't want the secret to get out.
If there's a secret, I'd love to know it. I don't think there is a secret.
I'm sure there is a secret.
You think so?
Yeah.
Quality content over a long period
that
of time.
We're gonna, that's gonna,
that's going to be a problem. That's
we're
not
done.
What I'm looking for.
We're done. Let's just stop now.
Well, anyway, this is Lower Radio.
Yes.
So, Jason, how are you doing today?
Good. You walked in the studio and you're like, man, it smells like Jimmy John's in here.
Yes.
And it does.
Jimmy John's.
I love Jimmy John's.
It's okay. It's all right. I feel like it's with Chipotle as good but overrated.
Yeah, I would say that.
It's good. And I think it's the consistency of it that you go to any Jimmy John's.
You know what
you
you're going to get.
You go to any Chipotle, you already got to figure it
Listen,
out.
Listen, Jimmy John's is better than Subway. The answer is yes. I won't even have it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Quiznos.
Jersey Mike's is better than
I like Jersey Mike's. Come on.
They have a meat about. Slicer there. They're slicing the meat.
Do you know that's not happening at Jimmy John's?
I don't know what's happening at Jimmy John's. I know it's not happening at Subway.
No.
They're not slicing meat at Subway.
They get stuff frozen. They let it thaw. I'm sure.
You know, I read a story today about a woman who was living, and this is, I double rechecked it, went on Snopes, everything, just to make sure.
You fact checked it.
I fact checked it.
Yeah.
It was not fake news. I did all of the research
I'm dying
that one
to
could
know.
Do. This woman in Minnesota, 1990, or maybe it was 1980, she got her car stuck, couldn't get out. Decided that she would walk to her friend's house, but it was sub-zero. It was freezing cold outside, like 20 degrees below zero, Minnesota blowing.
Yeah.
And she's walking, took her longer to get there than she thought, and she's, you know, and then right as she gets to the house, before she can get to the door, she collapses.
Okay.
And her friend, didn't know that she wasn't coming to his house. So nobody was looking for her or whatever. He opens up his door to get his morning paper or whatever, and her frozen body is there.
Oh.
Like, you know, and she's stuck like this. And it took a while. They thawed her out and she lived. And no amputations.
What?
No. They brought her back. They brought her to the hospital, like, immediately. Her body to the hospital. And she was...
So she was literally frozen in place.
Literally frozen hard. They said it was like if you took a slab of beef, like, out of the freezer.
Oh, my gosh.
They couldn't give her a shot because everything was too hard. There was no way to take her temperature.
Wow.
And...
I'd tell you, it was probably below 32.
Uh-huh. And they Fahrenheit, and they put some like warming things on her, and she started, and then they caught at 8 beats per minute heart rate.
Oh my gosh,
is what it started off as.
Yeah.
And eventually, she started to move. She asked for water, and it was like 2 days later, and she could feel her toes. And there was no amputation. There was no frostbite.
That's wild.
It was some kind of weird, and it was like it's like legitimate because
she might be like an X-Men or something.
Yes, I think that's what
she has
it is.
Like mutant powers.
I mean, I think she should try it again. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
What's stopping you?
Right.
How long do you think she could have lived like that? Perpetually? Maybe she just freezes in time and.
Was her mind active the whole time? Like,
no,
I
she said the last thing she remembers was getting to the house and not quite making it to the door. That's the last thing she remembers. That's brutal. And completely, her name, I don't remember her name, but she could look it up. Woman frozen, Minnesota, comes back to life. There's some YouTube stuff
well,
about it.
She might not have died.
Well, I don't know. What's the definition of dead?
That's a good question.
Do you need to take that?
Well, that was my wife. She goes, I'm stopping at Kroger. Do you want anything?
Yes.
I will take lunch meat.
Are you really doing this right now?
Uh-huh.
Jason, remember when you asked earlier, hey guys, what's something that I could do to help our YouTube channel? You know, I this is me commenting on that.
Yeah,
saying,
I just want lunch meat. That's
don't
it.
Text a grocery list to your wife during the podcast.
Well, she texted me first.
Okay.
Listen,
she should know that you're recording.
Yeah, she knows. Well, she probably doesn't know. She's driving home from work.
Whether she knows or doesn't know, it doesn't matter.
Do you say lunch meat or deli meat?
I suppose it depends on the circumstance. Sometimes I'll eat it for dinner, so, you know, it's not purely lunch meat.
So we have lunch meat in the fridge almost always. And you tell I tell the boys, like, do we have anything to eat? Mm-hmm. There's some lunch meat in the fridge.
Ugh.
Or do you say there's deli meat in the fridge?
Well, it depends on, I guess, where you got it from. If you just got it from the refrigerated section, a package of it, like
that's
Oscar Mayer, that's lunch meat.
Yeah.
If you go to the deli counter and you say, give me 2 pounds of oven-roasted turkey.
Slice it at number two.
Slice it at a number two.
Yeah.
That's deli meat.
Yeah.
Nothing makes me feel, like if I want to feel rich, right? If I want to feel like wealthy, nothing makes me feel more wealthy than getting the Boar's Head deli meat or cheeses when I go to Kroger. So I go to Kroger. Do you want the Kroger brand today or do you want to do the Boar's Head? I'm like, just go ahead. Well, you know what? We'll just go ahead and do the Boar's Head. You know, you got some of that,
I always like checking to see if the roast beef is pink. The pink roast beef is the best.
And the Boar's Head, it's not a, it's a brand of meats and cheeses that you can get at the deli.
Premium.
It is premium.
Yeah.
And there is a Kroger premium. There's like the bottom line.
Yeah.
Like Butterball or whatever. And then there's Kroger.
Butterball.
I mean,
Butterball?
What are we doing with our lives? And then there's like a
standard
Kroger whatever selection. And then like a premier selection.
Right.
And then Boar's Head. They don't even sell Boar's Head at all the Krogers.
There's a special German bologna.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Yeah.
I can't remember the name of it.
There's a trail bologna.
I don't know what
that is. That's a thing. Okay. Well, that's an Amish thing, but also tied to German. So anyway.
I got the beef bologna last time cut like at a 4.
Yeah.
Pretty great.
I mean, I don't think there's such a thing, though, as like premium bologna.
The beef bologna.
I mean, it might be better than the other bologna.
The other stuff
but
is
I don't
like,
think we can put
throw
the word
everything
premium.
In a hopper.
I'm saying Boar's Head doesn't carry a bologna, is what I'm saying.
Have you checked?
No, but I will now because I'll bet it's amazing. But I feel so wealthy when I just upscale. Like, yeah, I'm going to go. Yeah. We're going to do the Boar's Head. I'm going to do the Boar's Head.
I know it's $1 more per pound, but we're going to do that.
Do it. And it's
You're
worth
only
it.
Getting a pound. It's only $1 more.
Yeah.
Once you get it and enjoy it.
The cheese.
Yeah.
My family has gone through a huge life change in the last 6 months. Which is about 6 months ago, someone just randomly commented, you know that shredded cheese that you get at the store? It's got lots of other stuff in it, too, to keep it from sticking together.
Yeah.
It's not the best for you. You should just get a block of cheese and cheese grater, and that's how you should do it. Well, we just said, all right, let's do it. Like, and it's been a major change in our life that's
a lot
for
of
the
work.
Better. It's, you know, we got the big cheese grater.
Yeah.
You just go.
I know.
It's not. It's significantly better.
I like the three blend. Shredded cheese.
Yeah.
Mexican three blend.
Okay. Well, I mean, you can do that by yourself at home, too. Yeah. It is significantly better cheese. And that's how we do our cheese. No big deal. But we do get the sliced cheese. And I like the Havarti. But if you get the Havarti, it sticks together.
Yeah.
And I don't like that. I don't like it when my cheese sticks together.
We had a bunch of different cheeses at the house. And Stella was upset because she was going to make a grilled cheese sandwich.
Fancy meats and cheeses.
And she goes, I just want to make a grilled cheese. I'm like, there's tons of cheese in there.
Yeah, yeah.
She goes, but we don't have like American cheese. She wants the generic yellow American cheese in the
wrapper that you take. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, like premium cheeses in a grilled cheese is amazing.
That's what I try to tell her.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
I like a pepper jack.
I like shredded cheese in my grilled cheese. It melts differently.
Yes.
I'll do multiple cheeses. Sometimes I'll throw some pepperoni in there.
Oh,
I'm just feeling crazy.
Come on. I told her that. I told her she got some ham, Black Forest ham.
You can do grilled cheese keto. You just put a little butter in the pan, and then you sprinkle shredded cheese on top of that, and then you put like meat in the middle of it, and then sprinkle cheese, and then flip it. It's not the same.
Oh, I love a good grilled cheese.
They
have keto bread.
Yeah, it's not the same either.
It's not the same.
There's a low-carb tortilla that has... Now, somebody told me it was low-carb. I was like, okay... So I read it, and at first it said it was like 15 grams of carbs.
That's not low carb.
But it's got 13 grams of fiber.
Dietary fiber.
Dietary fiber. So those balance each other out. So it's
two.
Like two net.
I can have 15 of those.
What are we talking about? So those are okay. They're not as good. They're not as good. When I first did keto, I thought, I mean, bread. I'm not how much am I going to miss bread? It's not that big a deal.
I miss it a lot.
Turns out,
bread
is amazing.
Yeah.
Carbs are amazing.
I love carbs.
They're awesome.
I do love carbs. Mm-hmm. I am officially under 200, and I'm very, very happy about it.
I'm under 200 carbs a day.
I'm under 200 pounds. address the elephant in the room. Teddy is with us tonight.
Teddy's with us. He's been strictly instructed to... is this punishment for something?
No, he's been asking to come like every week, and every week I say no.
And you're like, one day I'll bring him, and he'll realize it's not that much fun.
Yeah. And so that's tonight. It's really not that great.
It's just your idiot uncle and your dumb old dad just talking.
Yep.
And while your dad's texting your mom. I mean, it's not that exciting.
It's basically like real life. It's like this is just what would happen. Mm-hmm. And it just happens to have a camera.
Speaking of real life, Jason.
Yeah.
In real life, in the real world.
Yes.
We have been hit by a snowpocalypse.
Yes.
Over this last week or so.
We had... Well, there was already about 4 to 6 inches on the ground.
Mm-hmm. That has not melted. It's not been above freezing since I don't know when.
Correct. And then we got about 12 more.
Mm-hmm.
Certain pockets more.
Yeah.
Because there's a spot in our front yard where it has to be over 2 foot.
Yeah.
And it's not a drift. I mean, it's just there.
The way it is. The thing that I'm obsessed with right now is in the parking lot, where there's like Save-A-Lot and Ollie's.
Oh, yeah. We just drove by there.
There is a mound of snow there.
It's a mountain.
When will that snow be gone? Like, at what point
Memorial
will the last
Day.
Ice? You think it'll last that long?
No.
I asked Erica. She said May 1st. And I was like, no. I mean, you get a week of like 70 degrees. It happens quick.
Rain
also,
when
yes.
rain happens in March.
So the question is, at what point, I'm actually considering going there and taking a picture of it every day and just watching it. I think it'd be fun.
That'd be
just
cool.
Like, make a mark on the ground and stand in the same place.
Well, we went
and take
to
the same picture.
Burger King.
Every day.
It's behind Burger King.
Uh huh.
And we went there last night, and
it's phenomenal.
I told the kids, I said, "Oh, look at that!" And you know, it was. And I said, "I want to."
We live in Marion, folks.
Listen, there's a mound of snow behind the Burger King. And I told Teddy and Gus, I'm like, "I really think I want to get you guys to climb up it and take a picture."
Uh huh.
But it had just snowed, and I'm like, "I'm afraid it would fall."
Yeah.
And they would be dead.
It could, well, or they have that power where they can
freeze. The Minnesota frozen lady power. Yeah.
I think you should freeze all of your kids and see which ones survive. You know.
Yeah.
I think it's worth it for science.
What do you think, Teddy? Maybe.
Good job not talking. That was a test.
It was a test. You passed. I do think that a picture of two or three of my kids on top. I mean, the thing is huge.
While they're eating McDonald's. What I would
behind the Burger King.
Yeah. What I mean.
Like, obviously, McDonald's in front of the Burger King.
Uh-huh.
That would be great.
Yeah, that would be great. What I would want to do is climb up there with a shovel. And then and then bore a hole down and make a whole little castle down there.
Yeah. You know? We talked about that, a fort. It'd be a massive fort.
It'd be an awesome fort.
Yeah.
I mean, you could do it.
Homeless people could live in
that. Like, if we were in high school, like us and like five other guys all take shovels and burrow our way down, we would 100% die because it would collapse on us.
We would put ice up. We'd water it down and let it freeze.
Yeah, it'd be awesome. And then just have a place you could just hang out where like nobody knows.
Yeah, like some power cords running until you got the TV on the inside.
I think you could.
Yeah.
Snow's an insulator. It'd be maybe warm in there. Although, with no top, you'd be in trouble. But
what do you mean?
Well, it's not like you can make a roof. Would you?
Or, no, you tunnel
the right
side,
into the middle of it.
Yeah. And take a left-hand turn so the wind
kinda
doesn't
like a
just...
bathroom at an airport.
Yeah, you snake it around.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The Walmart bathroom's the same way.
Yeah, it is.
There's no doors.
I like those bathrooms. I like one in my house. I'd also like a urinal in my house. I've been told that's not going to happen.
We almost...
How much would you like a urinal at your
house? Listen,
it'd be amazing.
I would love a urinal.
Who doesn't want a urinal at their house?
We almost bought... Teddy would like one. We almost bought a house in...
I once threw up in a urinal.
Yes, among other things. We almost bought a house in Prospect with a urinal.
Really?
The urinal was in, there was like a barn shed thing off the back of the house, and it was in there.
I just feel...
And listen, it didn't go in the plumbing. It went straight into the ground.
Yeah, well, it's a urinal. It's not, you know what
listen,
I mean?
Listen, I know. I wanted to buy the house just for that.
I would love that.
Yeah.
I feel like urinal is just a bad name.
Yeah.
And if it had a better name... then maybe my wife would be okay with getting one in the house.
Like a party sink.
A party sink.
Yeah.
Okay.
What would you call it?
I'm only thinking about this right now. So a toilet is a very kind of French.
Yes.
It's a nice, you know.
Is urinal French?
Urine obviously
in the
comes
urinal.
From the word urine. I don't know. I mean, urine is just an ugly word.
It
urine,
is.
Urine, you know. So I just think it needs a new, you know, like a peelet, you know, like instead of a toilet, you know.
Peelet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
How about that?
Yeah.
And the other thing about urinals, in case anybody's in charge of any of this, why there ever is a urinal that is high is beyond me.
I agree.
You go and there's like five of them and there's like three ones that are sitting up high and then three that are like a foot lower. Not even like kids.
It's not graduated up or down.
No,
it's
there's
either
like
high
three that are
or
high
low.
And then three that are like lower, whatever. And I'm like, the tall people, it's gravity people. Like gravity will do the work. The tall people can go to the short ones.
I miss the urinals at our
elementary.
And people
like me got to get on my toes sometimes.
Listen, I know. I'm with you. I miss the urinals at the elementary school.
And I'm not like comically short.
No, I mean, you're
you know
average.
What I mean? I'm like an average. If I.
Yes.
Right? I'd understand if I was like Napoleon or something. Okay. All right. It's just your life. Sometimes you got to get your. I should never have to get on my toes in order to make it into the urinal.
Yeah.
So what about the urinals at the. Is it the trough?
Yeah, top to bottom.
Just, I don't mind the top to bottom.
It's a full urinal. It's like 4 foot tall. And it goes all the way to the
floor. It goes all the way to the ground. It's just porcelain from, you know.
That's my favorite.
Why?
That's Teddy's favorite,
Teddy's favorite, too. Yeah. The urinal trough is obviously the worst.
Yeah. Listen, at the old Cleveland Stadium.
It was a double-sided urinal trough.
Yeah. Well, there was one. It mm-hmm. was a ring.
Yeah.
Everybody's facing each other.
It's I mean, that's devastating.
Yeah.
It is. That is, you know, psychotherapists are making so much money off of those. Like, that's like the worst thing that happened.
Yeah. Now, that's a party sink.
That is a party sink. Who? I understand, I guess, the simplicity of it.
Yeah.
It's just, hey, guys, what are we doing here?
There's a big hole in the floor. We're all going to pee into it.
Super yeah. confident dude, like, pitched that, and he's like, why don't we just do this? And all the other guys were, like, too, like, embarrassed to speak up. Like, no, but, okay.
Okay, so speaking of peeing, it reminds me of a story. I have a friend, friends of the family, another okay. family, friends with our family. Friendly,
I mean, you
they're family
said,
friends. What do I refer
I don't
to
know,
them as?
You're making it weird, right? Like you could have said friend. Well, it would have been fine.
But it's not just a friend. It's the whole family is the friend.
Okay.
It's a family friend, but it's the whole family.
Friend
it's not,
family.
It's a friend of the family.
I don't think it's a family. A family friend would be somebody in your family who is your friend. A friend family is a separate family whom you are
okay,
friends
so
with.
Okay, so this is a separate family.
Okay.
Who I happen to... Our family happens to be friends with their family.
Your
mutual family friends. No?
Friend families.
There needs to be a better word for that.
I don't like it.
What is it?
It's
not a friend of the family.
It's not a friend of the family. It's another family.
Yes.
And then your family.
Uh-huh.
And those two groups are allies.
Yes. Family allies.
Okay. There it is.
They're a family ally.
A family unit ally. A family. There's some way.
I agree with you. I just don't know what it is.
I understand what you're saying now. And I think the listeners.
So listen, we have a family.
Mm-hmm.
They have a family.
There's two separate families.
There's two separate families. Mm-hmm. These two families are friends.
Yes.
So I don't know what that is, but that's the story.
That's who we're talking about.
Yep, I'm done. That was it. No. So this other family, they went on a show choir trip to New York City. New York City? And
how many people actually like show choir? I mean, have you ever seen a show choir performance and you're like, man, I want more?
No. So when we lived in Oklahoma, that was like the big thing.
Show
like
choir.
That school mm-hmm. had a very good show choir. Mm-hmm. They traveled and they had a great teacher and they did lots of things.
I mean, I'm not against the existence of it. I'm not saying this should be abolished.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, I don't know. Why is it so popular?
Show choir versus traditional choir? Give me a traditional choir.
Give me a traditional choir.
Yes. I agree.
Or show choir versus like dance group? I'd rather have the dance group.
So in a musical,
mm-hmm.
that's not show choir.
No, that's a musical.
That's a musical.
I feel like show choir was invented for people who love musicals, but just like, well, we just can't put musicals on all the time.
Yes.
So in between, it's kind of like how football players lift during off season.
Yeah.
Right? They're still...
The show choir is the off season of the musical.
I think so.
I do like a good musical. I'm a musical fan.
I typically don't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this family goes to New York City.
New York City.
Yeah. And they're in the elevator.
So they're an Oklahoma family in New York City.
Yes.
They're already feeling a little self-conscious.
Come
like
on.
I don't belong here.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So they're in a hotel, in the elevator, in the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
In this elevator, it's their family, which there's five of them.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's another about five individuals. Not another family. It's not two families
uh-huh.
in one elevator.
Uh-huh.
It's like an elevator and then five individual people.
Got it.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Of all ages, sex, range,
creeds.
The whole thing. Creeds, religions. You know, it's a variety of people from New York City.
It's New York City, am I right?
It could be anything.
It's a melting pot.
It could be anything.
Mm-hmm.
And the elevator stops.
Okay. That's what elevators do.
The doors don't open.
That's a problem.
They're stuck.
Mm-hmm.
They're stuck in this elevator. It was more than 5 hours.
Whoa.
5 hours in this elevator. And the one girl.
Do you know, could they communicate?
To the outside?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm sure they had cell phones. They probably called the front desk.
Okay.
I don't know how it works on the inside. There is a movie called Devil. It's actually a pretty good movie, but that'll be my Netflix suggestion. I'll talk about it later.
That means you don't have a Netflix suggestion and you just thought of it.
No, Harrison and I just watched it like 2 days ago.
Okay.
No, really. We really did.
Okay.
We really did. And so anyways, the one girl.
You're in there for 5 hours.
Yeah, the one girl.
You're getting to know everybody.
She has to pee.
Well, that happens.
So you have some options.
She holds it as long as she can.
Well, see, that's the thing. So at a certain point, you hold it. You hope the elevator starts working again.
Yeah.
Right? That's what you're hoping mm-hmm. for.
Yeah, of course.
At a certain point, you have a choice. You can either pee your pants, which would be pretty embarrassing.
Yeah.
I mean, I've done it
mm-hmm.
many times. Or you could choose another option.
Go in the corner.
Go in the corner.
Mm-hmm.
Which, that's what she chose to do. So she got a Walmart bag, like a plastic bag, shopping bag, peed in the Walmart plastic shopping
somebody
bag.
Somebody from Oklahoma with, peeing in a Walmart bag in a New York elevator is like, I mean, that's, you know.
With five strangers
yeah.
in the elevator with you. You don't know these people.
Yeah.
Can you even imagine?
Do you think there was a conversation? There had to be a conversation.
Yes. I'm sure the conversation.
Was had beforehand.
Yeah.
I think the first thing you do, I'm glad that you told me this story, because yeah. if I ever find myself stuck in an elevator, first second that it happens.
Guys, I got to pee.
Just no.
like, let's give it like 30 seconds. Well, it might start working again.
First of all, now yeah. every time before I get in an elevator, I'm going to make sure all of my business is taken care of. I'm sure there's a restroom close just beforehand, you know.
Yeah.
Second, the moment that it stops, I'm going to take charge of the situation. I'm going to look around and be like, listen, we all are in a tight spot here, and we're in this together. Yeah. One of us, one of you, maybe me, who knows, at some point, depending on how long we're in here, this has happened before, is going to have a bodily function. Like, we all have to decide right now,
right?
We're not going to look down our noses at that person.
Right.
We're going to support them. We'll turn our back. We'll give them privacy.
Yeah.
The smell, we won't scoff at it. We won't, you know, do anything. We will treat you with
intentionally.
Dignity.
Intentionally. You won't intentionally.
Can we all
that.
Agree yeah. that that's what we're going to do? And then there's probably the one guy in the elevator who's like, no, I won't do that. Yeah. Like, nobody's doing that.
Like, okay, you're in luck because I got to go.
I mean, I feel like I almost would be the guy that, like, elevator goes down and then everybody's like, you know, there's like a guy like pushing the button. He's like, oh, man, this is not good. That the thing seems to be yeah. stuck. And then you just hear water hitting the side of the wall.
What are you doing? I had to pee.
I'm already, guys, we're stuck. What am I supposed to do? Right? Am I just supposed to pee my pants? Like,
the door opens. Like, it was just a delay in the opening of the door.
And I'm still going. Yeah. And I can't stop once I've started. It stings. Just going to have to. Could you close the door? Thank you.
Hit the close.
Like, just 20 seconds after. Just, it's like already. That would be funny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, you know, pretty embarrassing.
I feel so bad for her.
Yeah.
That's traumatic.
Yeah. She was like 16 at the
time.
Oh,
man.
Yeah.
That makes it even worse.
So they got a credit at the hotel for $1,000. So they were going to go back and have yeah. another New York trip. But I don't know if I'd want to stay at that same hotel.
That's embarrassing.
Yeah. I mean, she was Estelle's age, basically.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine. Now, if it's just your family.
I almost feel like I would just probably just pee my pants a little bit just to release some of the pressure.
Oh, no.
You know what I mean? And then maybe I can make
there's
it
no
a little bit.
Little bit.
It just is just
Niagara Falls.
Just floodgates.
Once it goes, the mm-hmm. floodgates open, yeah.
Well, obviously it could have been worse.
Oh, without a doubt it could have been worse. Mm-hmm. I can't even imagine. I mean, we've had moments. We all have moments. And it's been a while for me.
Mm-hmm.
But every once in a while, every couple years, mm-hmm. you have a moment where, like, I got to go now.
And you got some decisions to make.
Yeah. And I've made many decisions in my mm-hmm. life. Have I ever talked about pooping at the Asian restaurant?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's a great story. When we were in high school.
I pooped in the parking lot of an Asian restaurant.
When we were in high school, we went to Damon's watch basketball all day. Because it was the college basketball first day of the tournament. And I drank like 50 Mountain Dews.
Yeah.
And on the way home, I know what happened. We were going to, I think it was a bunch of guys from the youth group. We were on our way to the youth building.
Yeah.
And on our way to, and I had to go so bad. I had to pee so bad. And so ran straight to the bathroom, to the urinal, in fact.
Yeah.
And just, you know, I peed.
Yeah.
And at the same time, I didn't realize that there were some other issues that were happening at the same time. I was so focused on my bladder.
Yeah. Pooped yourself.
There were other things that I wish I would have sat on the toilet.
Yeah. You know.
It happens.
Listen, I pooped myself.
This is not, you know.
But I can't even imagine in an elevator situation.
An elevator situation.
I feel like the stress would get to me.
That's the problem is, you know, that sort of thing, your stomach starts to turn, nervousness, that all plays a factor.
Here's the thing. Like, you hear the story, and you're like, yeah, that's a TV sitcom. Mm-hmm. No, this really happened.
I would be looking in for the ceiling hatch. Like, that's what I would do. I'd climb up.
Are you sure
on top
there's a hatch?
There's always a hatch. Have you ever seen an elevator in a movie that didn't have a ceiling hatch?
In a movie?
Yeah, get on somebody's shoulders, you open it up, you climb up there.
And there's a big cable that goes up.
And then you can climb up the cable. A lot of times there's a ladder, too.
Well, in the movies.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
Would do that. I'd just be looking for that hatch. I'd be tearing up that ceiling.
And then poop down the hatch.
Shut the door. See you later, suckers.
You didn't want to agree to these terms.
I'd look for the hatch.
Yeah.
I definitely would look for the hatch. And I feel like whoever they were talking to was probably telling them, don't look for the hatch.
Yeah.
Like, that's a mistake.
Yeah. But, you could kill yourself.
Mm-hmm. But I would be looking for the hatch.
Yeah.
For sure.
Immediately.
Immediately. Just like, guys.
Someone shimmy up this. Yeah. We got to find that hatch.
There's got to be a hatch. Right?
I would think there's
Safety-wise, just from a safety standpoint.
Like a fire.
What if the thing is so broken that they can't...
They could take grinders and saws and bust you out.
I guess, but I there's got to be some sort of opening somewhere in which you can get out.
Okay.
It might be hidden, but I'm quite sure of it.
I don't know.
Next time I'm in an elevator, I'm going to look for one.
Yeah, a lot of times it's like the drop ceiling lights.
Mm-hmm. So I feel like if you can pull down
like
those lights,
so
or whatever.
If you could pop the plastic out, you know, you could probably see
the
hatch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I would have done.
What if there's a floor hatch?
Well, that would be. I mean,
that's probably not, because then you would just fall. After I said that out loud, I started to think about it.
Yeah,
and there's probably not a floor hatch.
There's probably not a floor hatch. That's
probably a ceiling hatch.
Probably a ceiling hatch.
Yeah.
And you get up there, and then who knows what happens after that.
Yeah.
But that's what I would do.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty crazy.
Do you want to do the Netflix suggestion of the week? Or do you want What are you doing?
I'm going to hit the Netflix, and then I'm going to go pee.
Are you serious?
Uh-huh. I'll be right back. So if I don't get back in time, then you just go.
I'll take it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, here it is. Here, shut the door.
Netflix, watch these shows with us. Netflix,
put his headphones in.
Maybe Hulu Plus. Netflix, watch these shows with us. Netflix, maybe Hulu Plus, or maybe Amazon Prime, or something like that, like YouTube. Or we don't want to put
this
a box
really
around
long.
What you watch, so you never know.
Teddy, what is your Netflix suggestion of the week? Did you watch anything on Netflix this week? No. Did you ever watch anything on Netflix? No? Okay. What about Disney Plus? You can watch Disney Plus too.
What?
He did it on his own. I told him not to.
What are you doing?
I was like, the moment you got out, he got up and I was like, Teddy, your dad's not going to be happy with you. You know, but he did.
It's the last time I ever bring you.
Mm-hmm.
Stella's never tried to do that.
Stella wouldn't. She knows her place, you know.
She does know her place.
That's what I appreciate about Stella.
So did the music play through?
Yeah, it played through.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I thought I had more time. That song
is
so long.
Teddy didn't give me a Netflix suggestion.
What?
I asked him.
Nothing?
He actually maintained the rule in which we said don't talk.
Yeah.
And he didn't talk.
You pass. Do you know
I thought it'd be a great picture for the still of the episode.
With Teddy?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He'll be the screenshot.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know Jersey's is open today? It opened February 7th.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a bit cold.
There's
for
a line,
an ice cream place to be.
There
open.
Is a line around the block.
You get a warm chicken sandwich there. That's not so
the
bad.
Shredded chicken sandwich? Come on.
What are we talking about?
Shredded but people are getting ice
Did
cream.
Did you know the shredded chicken sandwich? My wife from Montana had no idea that it existed.
What?
There's no, nobody has that.
They don't have chickens in Montana?
They got chickens. They
nobody shredded the chicken.
The shredded chicken sandwich, which is a staple in the Midwest.
Come on.
Everything yes. you ever go to has the shredded chicken sandwich. She was like, what is this? I've never had this before.
Did she like it?
It's fine.
I love a shredded chicken.
Listen.
On a good bun?
Come on. I like a shredded chicken sandwich. I can do something to it that makes it even better. So like next day, yeah. I take the, well, first of all, you got to toast your bun. Okay.
Yeah.
So first of all, you put toast your bun. Secondly, you put a little butter in your pan, and then you take this a scoop of the shredded chicken and you put it on that, just on the melted butter, and then let it cook, right? And it gets a little bit of a crust to it.
Yeah.
Okay. And then you flip it. You do the same. So you've got the shredded chicken that's heated up. That's got a bit of a crust on either yeah. side of it. You put it on your nice toasted bun.
Yeah.
You put a few pickles on there, and then some cheese.
Yeah.
That is good.
That is good.
I'll back that up. You know, just a shredded chicken Listen. Sandwich that's been wrapped in a Wonder Bread bun.
Listen,
that's
I like all that. Soggy.
That's all soggy.
I'll take that.
I want all of the accoutrement, you know.
Give me shredded chicken in a crock pot on a Friday night. I will eat it till Monday morning. I love it.
I like
it.
A shredded chicken sandwich.
I love it. Mm-hmm. I love a shredded chicken.
Well, apparently it's not a thing everywhere. Now Teddy's got his mask on?
I don't know. I told him not to wear the mask. So many times I've told him not to wear the mask, okay. but, you know, he's doing what he thinks is right.
Sure. Hey, that's more power to him, you know. I'm not going to tell him what to do.
Yeah, the problem is when they start ratting us out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we were all in the same room, and they weren't wearing masks.
Yeah.
Whatever. I live with you, so we'll be fine. Netflix.
Netflix suggestion of the week is?
Devil. So on...
This has been your suggestion before.
Has it?
Yes.
I just watched it with Harrison.
When you didn't watch it for the first time, though.
That is true. Like the 10th time.
Okay.
It's on Amazon Prime, but it's I've never seen this before.
Okay.
IMDb sponsors movies on Amazon Prime with ads.
Oh,
so
okay.
It's not Amazon.
I hear you.
It's not an Amazon Prime.
You can watch it on Amazon Prime, but it's an IMDb situation.
Yes,
okay.
In which there's ads. So what really stunk about it was the ads were not cut within the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it would randomly stop. So, like, right in the middle of a scene,
oh yeah,
it would play an ad.
Somebody has not figured it out. It's just...
Random.
Yeah, random.
It's like at certain time stamps, they're just playing this ad, which is crazy because there's natural transitions within any movie.
Sure there are.
That you could stop, play the ad, and come back. And it used to be, I'm not sure, maybe Hulu, it used to be a thing where you could watch like 3 minutes of ads before the movie and then watch the whole movie.
I just want to get it out of the way now.
I'll watch 8 minutes of ads
right now. I'll go make some popcorn.
Well, listen, I'm not going to tell them that. But yeah, I mean, I'm going to hit play, go make some popcorn.
What if they're like, do you want to watch the ads all now?
Or spread throughout the
or
movie.
Spread and you're like, all now. And then the next question is, are you going to go make popcorn?
Oh, they got me. Yeah. Hit play when you come back to your chair.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'll hit play.
Okay.
So the devil, he enters someone's body. And as it's in the Bible that way. Judas, he entered Judas. They were in an elevator.
I know you're not a big devil guy, but you know.
But they, there's like six people in an elevator. They die one by one. So it's like the Agatha Christie's
Murder on the Orient Express.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
10 Little Indians.
That's pretty racist.
That's what it's called. One by one, they die. They're trying to figure out who
one
did it.
One little, two little, three little Indians.
You know a song I also thought was racist? Jesus Loves the Little Children.
You're red or yellow, black or white.
Yeah, super racist.
Yeah.
Right?
Very racist.
Do kids sing that anymore? Is that even a
Probably
thing?
Not.
Yeah. Red,
they sing,
yellow?
They sit crisscross applesauce. They don't sit Indian style anymore. I feel like that's
I will
not,
never sit crisscross applesauce.
Well, I can't. So, but I feel like that's not even. I feel like sitting Indian style is almost like a. It's not a denigrating thing.
No.
And it's like, wow, that's pretty cool that you sit like that.
You don't even need a chair.
I want to sit like an Indian because I want to be that.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
I don't think that's. I don't know. I'm not the right person to ask. So your suggestion is the elevator because you can't.
No, it's called The Devil.
Oh, the Devil. Yeah. The elevator's a different movie.
M. Night Shyamalan. And then after that, we watched The Boy. It's like a creepy doll that. But there's a twist on it.
There usually is. The boy is actually Franklin Delano Roosevelt as a child.
The boy really is a doll, but. Can I give it away? Does anybody even
nobody
care?
Nobody cares. Nobody gives a flying crap.
Okay, so this boy died in a fire.
Mm-hmm.
And the parents got this doll to replace the boy.
Okay.
Well, it turns out the boy didn't die in the fire. Mm-hmm. He was living in the walls the whole time. So he's like this 30-year-old man living in the walls, but like interacting, and the parents didn't know what to do, and they brought in this babysitter.
I don't like this. I'm gonna have nightmares just based on your description.
Yeah, it's pretty great. Not kid friendly. I mean, I watch it with Harrison, but
he's like movies like that.
13 now.
When I was a kid, I went to a birthday party and they watched The People Under the Stairs.
I don't know that.
Whew, man, it was disturbing.
Messed you up. Yeah,
never would have watched it. Never would have been allowed to
watch
it.
There's a movie. I don't know if you've seen it.
It was a guy. He kidnapped people
and they live
under
the stairs.
Kept them in their basement. Yeah. And then these kids like from the neighborhood were like sneaking around in his house. And they're walking down the stairs, and of course, a hand grabs their leg.
And they freak out.
And I don't want to be the kid at the birthday party that's like, guys, I'm too scared to watch this. So I just sat there and watched it, and it freaked me out. I did not like it.
Yeah, I was at a party when I was little, probably Teddy's age, and we're watching like HBO, some movie or something, and some guy's head explodes.
Mm.
I don't know what movie it was. But
I feel like I almost know what it is.
Yeah,
it's
I'm
like a Terminator
probably,
or something like
I don't know.
Yeah.
But, you know, being 7, 8 years old, mm-hmm. like you see the blood and the brains and the guts and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, gosh.
Yeah.
You know, we were sheltered.
Well, I feel like sheltered.
We were sheltered.
Implies an abundance, an overdoing of the sheltering. I feel like protected is what we were. I think sheltered is like a term like it was too much. You know, like they just it was overboard, you know. I feel like
some
we
people
were
over sheltered.
Yes, that does exist. I understand that.
Yeah.
Some people, you know, completely, you know, blocked.
Isolated.
But I don't feel like it was overboard with us. I feel like it was reasonable.
It was reasonable.
You know,
like now I just push it on my kids.
Well,
like if I'm the one to push it on them, mm-hmm. then I know other people aren't doing
they'll
it.
They'll rebel against you.
And they'll rebel against me and be good because mm-hmm. I want them to be bad.
Yeah.
Reverse psychology.
It's solid parenting.
Yeah.
I can't find a hole in it at all.
What's your Netflix suggestion?
So I would say that, first of all, there's apparently a documentary coming out on Netflix called Pele. Uh-huh. Do you still have to do stuff for anything?
I don't know.
Are
She's
you serious?
Texting the whole family.
Well, this is not appropriate for the podcast, Jason.
Sorry, go ahead.
My wife texted me 5 times, I'm stuck, come pick me up. I'm, you know, I smell gas, you know.
I'm ready to divorce you.
The fire has started. But do I respond? No, because I care about the show.
Uh-huh. Go ahead.
You're texting grocery list and whatnot.
I'm hungry.
So there's a documentary coming out on Netflix called Pele that I'm very interested in. It's like the Michael Jordan documentary, except it's about Pele.
Okay.
I've not watched it. Yeah, I think so.
I don't know.
Did you know 2 people died today?
Rush Limbaugh.
You know who else?
No.
Carmen.
Oh, I heard that, actually.
It might have been last night or something, but...
Jerry Moyer busted that one out.
What do you mean he busted it out?
I mean, that's where I heard it.
Okay.
He doesn't listen to the show.
Yeah. Jerry probably still listens to Carmen.
I'm sure he
on
does.
On the regular. Like, it's like...
Got it on the cassette tape. Yeah.
Pele documentary.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be good. And I just want to put it out there that I'm going to watch it.
Yeah.
And I'm interested in it.
So it's a Netflix, not a suggestion, but a Netflix wish list. Who's texting you?
I don't know. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. See,
she's
I'm
stuck
not,
in the snow.
I just turn.
She can't get out.
But my actual suggestion,
okay,
is a movie that we watched. I think Stella was at our house when we watched it. The Prestige.
That's a good movie. Day. Yeah.
Yeah. We're looking for something that they'd be interested in. I'm like, you should watch this. I think you'll like this.
Yeah.
And the whole time they're watching it, I know the secret is that there are two.
Yeah.
What was it? Christian Bale's.
Yeah.
There's two of them.
Right.
There's that he's a twin. And they don't know. And so I left the room to do some work and do some other things, but I made sure to come back during the reveal.
Yeah.
And it was a good reveal. It's kind of like, you know,
whoa. And that one where one is missing a thumb, there's an accident. The other
it
one
wasn't
has
a thumb. It was his first two fingers.
Yeah. And the other one has to cut his off.
Yeah. They do. They show the scene where he puts like a file or something with a hammer and he, you know, goes like, that's commitment.
That is commitment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But hey, you know.
But you catch watching it with them. I was catching all of these things that I'd never realized. I think I've only seen it twice now.
There's a lot of movies like that.
Jad loves those movies. So
he does.
This is a Christopher Nolan.
He's brought up in every episode.
He's eclectic, you know? He's an eclectic. We should make the whole podcast about him. And lots of material.
And don't tell him. We'll just.
No, just make a whole. Actually, that sounds like fun. Just Jad stories from people that
episode.
Know him.
Yeah.
And, you know, we just,
yeah.
It's a whole thing. Anyway, when going back and watching it, and there are all these little things like,
you know,
like you realize, but don't realize at the moment. So
is it a Jadcast?
Jadcast? I think the Jadcast is probably good.
And I think every time, you know, because we go around, we hang around people that know him.
I know stories. A lot of people that have Jad stories.
Yeah.
Lots of people.
So we take our mobile recording. Mm-hmm.
And we just do a whole thing about
it. But we
him.
Never tell him.
Never tell him.
Yeah.
And when he finds out and asks to be on, we say no.
And we will take 100% of the profits.
Yes.
He will never profit from it.
It's like the Seinfeld episode where Kramer gives Peterman all of the stories. They're stories about him.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah. It's exactly like that.
Jadcast.
I mean, he's the Kramer of our friend group.
Oh, yeah.
There's no doubt about that.
No.
Who are you?
Who am I?
Yeah.
Listen.
Don't say it. You're not the Jerry.
Listen, I'm pretty even Steven.
I think you're the Tim Whatley. He's the dentist.
I don't know. I was going to say Jason Alexander.
You might be the Kenny Banya.
No. Yeah.
You know, our friend Matt Neff saw Kenny Banya in New York City. It was his celebrity sighting.
I saw.
What are you doing? What are you looking up?
Well, we have 5 minutes of the show to fill, and I was looking up.
Well, I got a thing that I can talk about.
Okay.
Do you have stuff that you can talk about?
I saw somebody famous once.
Who? Brandi Chastain. Is this the Brandi Chastain story?
Well, we'll save that for another day.
Listen, if you like Brandi Chastain, don't listen to this story. It does not picture or paint her in a good light.
She was an evil person. She may have been drunk too. So listen, I'll give her that.
Mm-hmm. So you might have been drunk.
I was actually on the clock. I wasn't drunk.
Yeah, you might have been drunk.
Well, that could be. What's your thing?
Chess. I was going to talk about chess.
Mm.
You want to talk about chess?
My daughter's smarter than your son.
Well, yes. Well, so.
Well, yes. I mean, that's.
We have a chessboard.
Uh-huh.
Whatever. No big deal. We got a chessboard at home. You know, not everybody
plastic,
does.
Wood? Metal?
It's glass. A nice. It's the pieces are plastic, but it's a nice board.
Okay.
Like, it's quality.
I've got a glass board. Glass pieces.
I don't like glass. I like.
Pretty great.
If I can. Ideally?
Yeah.
Wood. That's the
hand
ideal
carved.
Situation. Hand carved.
Yeah.
I might carve my own chess set. I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
I've been thinking about getting into carving lately.
Okay.
I should carve my own chess set.
Yeah.
I could do that.
I'll carve the white, you carve the black.
Okay. And then we'll play. So, you know that movie, The Queen's Gambit?
Yeah.
Or the TV show came out. It has apparently skyrocketed the popularity of chess in America.
Yeah.
There's all of these statistics.
Yeah.
So
you could not buy a chessboard at Christmas
because of that movie.
Yeah,
that's ridiculous. Anyway, my daughter and I started playing chess the other day, and so we've been playing every night. And then Levi's playing, and Levi beats Michaela, and he's just bragging about it.
Yeah,
he beat her 8 moves, and he's just like, you know, really cocky. Yeah. I'm pretty proud of him that he's being like that. Yeah. You know,
that's the right thing to
do. And so then Stella comes over to the house, and I said, and when I walk in, Stella and Michaela are playing chess.
Yeah.
And I said, Stella and Levi should play.
Yeah.
You know, just see what happens. And she beat him.
Yeah.
And he was pretty upset about it. And we keep on reminding him about it.
That's nice.
You know, well, like, funny, sure, you can beat
she
us.
She doesn't play that much. That's the crazy
part.
I know.
Part. We're wondering if she's, you know, like Beth Harmon.
Oh, she
you know,
could be.
Maybe she is.
You might be a chess genius.
Maybe you are.
Teddy's not bad. Teddy might be able to beat Levi.
I don't even know what the pieces do. I just go and I like look at the other person. And I'm like, and I'm like, no.
You're like,
well, so I have been, because I want to get better. I did beat Levi for the first time. Like, I don't know, when he was a kid, I beat him or whatever, but like, he's 17. I beat him for the, we've been playing it, we played
so
a few times.
So what you're saying is Stella could beat you.
100%. Easy. But I beat Levi, and he was pretty upset about it.
Yeah.
But I've also, I got this chess app.
Yeah.
And I've played just off and on, you know, a couple times.
Yeah.
And the thing I don't, the thing I like about it is it's supposed to train you.
Right.
But it says, like, when you make a move, it says, mistake. In like, big, white,
like, let
like,
me
bold
make the
letters.
Mistake.
Like, yeah. I don't mind, I just want to know why it was a mistake. That's what I don't like. So, like, literally every move from, like, my first two moves, they don't say it's a mistake because it's like, well, you can do whatever.
Right.
But literally from that point forward, every single time I move, it's like, mistake. And I'm like, okay, what good is that doing me?
Why don't you tell me where to move, Mr. Computer?
Or be like, you should have done this, or this is why it was a mistake.
But how do they know? Maybe you have the...
Maybe I'm a... genius.
Maybe you're smarter than
they
the computer.
Know. They know. I just, it's demoralizing, yeah. First of all, that every single mistake, I'm like, you know, but I just want to know why. Just say, well, you should have done this, or this is why it was a mistake.
Yeah.
Chess is a big deal.
It is a big deal.
Turns out it's pretty hard.
Harder than what most people think. I think all my kids play.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think everyone should know how to play chess.
I agree. It's a very... useful thing. It trains your brain to think differently.
And to stay focused, because that's the other thing. That's why I lose. I lose focus.
We did have the thought, I might be the first one ever to think about this.
Okay.
I came home, and the kids were sitting around the chessboard, and the way they were sitting around the table, there was four of them. I said, are you guys playing four-way chess? They're like, no.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't even know how you would do that. I started thinking about it. I'm like, you almost could.
There is a four-way chessboard.
If it was bigger.
Yeah.
And four people. And everybody is against everybody.
That's a thing.
Oh.
That exists.
I thought I made that up.
There's also Star Trek multi-level chess.
I had that at one point.
I don't think that's actually a thing.
It is a thing. It is a thing. It is a thing. I had it.
All right.
I went to four-way chess. I think that would be fun.
It's chaotic.
Yeah, it'd be fantastic.
All right, well, that's our time. This is Dan signing off for Jason, reminding you to always keep your stick on the ice and never wear the blue sweats.
Sit, boo-boo, sit. Good dog.
I have spoken.